Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 15th day of Iyar, Tovshin Perek Gimel, Masach Deshkolim, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalad. Torah Mesorashayna, the first taking of the Shkolim, which was done from 2 weeks before Pesach, Umachape Bekatav Lois, and he would cover then the rest of the Shkolim that were in the Lishka, that were in the chamber, with leather covers. And that was in order to ensure that any further shkolim that would be coming in from places that hadn't had a chance to bring their shkolim before Pesach, that they would be now used for the next taking of the shkolim, which would be before Shavuos. Shnia. Then they took a second taking of shkolim. This was done 2 weeks before Shavuos, from the shkolim that was on the leather covers. That was the next contribution. Umachape bekatablois. And then again, he would cover all the shkolim that were left in the lishka, in the chamber, with leather covers. And then any new shkolim that would be coming in from countries or districts that were even further away, and that would be brought after Shavuos, and they would use these new ones that would be coming after Shavuos before Sukkos. Shlishis, the third time that they would take the shkolim, and this was in the 2 weeks before Shavuos. After that, lahoya mechapa, there would be no covering anymore of the leather. You wouldn't need to, because there was no more trumas. There was no more contributions of the shkolim after that. Why was it necessary to cover the truma the first time round and the second time round? Why did they have to cover it? Shamo yishkach v'yitro min adovra torim, says the Mishnah, in case they might forget and take from the shkolim underneath, from which he'd already taken the previous time. Torah Misrashina, as we'll soon see, they were done three different times for different districts, on behalf of different districts. Torah Misrashina, when they took the first lot of shkolim 2 weeks before Pesach, l'shem Eretz Yisrael, that was done for the people of Israel, who had managed to bring their shkolim before Pesach, before 2 weeks before Pesach. In fact, in the Tosefta, it's brought down that the person taking the shkolim should actually say, "Hari zu me'eretz Yisrael." This is from the shkolim of Eretz Yisrael, al kol Yisrael, on behalf of kol Yisrael, which would cover even people that hadn't brought it in yet from Eretz Yisrael. Ushnia, the second taking of the shkolim, the second truma, which was done 2 weeks before Shavuos, was done L'shum kerachim hamukafim lo, was done on behalf of cities which were close to Eretz Yisrael, or countries close to Eretz Yisrael. For example, Amon and Moav and such the like, who had managed to bring their shkolim before 2 weeks before Pesach, before Shavuos. In fact, he would say, Harizu me'amon o'moyov, o'mekrakim hamukafim le'Eretz Yisrael kol Yisrael. He would say, this is from Amon and Moav, the shkolim from Amon and Moav, and from the cities around Eretz Yisrael on behalf of all Israel. V'hashlishis, and the third truma that would be taken, which was done 2 weeks before Sukkos, it would be done l'shem Bavel, l'shem Madai, l'shem Medina Sechai, because that would be done on behalf of the people, Jewish people living in Babylonia, in Madai and faraway countries from Eretz Yisrael. The important thing was that the person taking this each time, the person taking the truma, we call it truma because it's like a separation, the people taking and separating these shkolim from the chamber would have in mind for what's been collected, and i.e. what's in the chamber now, and for what's on its way and hasn't yet been brought yet. And not only that, what's on its way, but also for what still remains to be collected. And that was to ensure that all of the Jewish people have a chelek, have a portion in the karbonis. Now, that's what we learned earlier on. Now the Tanna Vamishna wants to tell us that that's why they made the decision to do the Truma Salishka in three different times of the year. Because by doing it in these different times, the shkolim would be gathered from all districts, from Israel, from around Israel and further distant. This is how the Bar Tanura is learned. The way we've learned the Mishnah is according to the Bar Tanura. The Rambam has a different way of learning. Perek Rivi'i, Mishnah Aleph. Our Mishnah is now going to tell us what they used the shkolim that they took from the chamber, from the lishkas ha-shkolim. Hatruma, this taking of the truma salishka, taking of the shkolim, mahoyosinba, what did they do once they took the shkolim and they placed them into these big baskets? Loikhinba tamidim, they would use it to buy the new lambs, or the lambs for the karbonis of the tamid, which they offered twice every single day of the year. Umusofin, they would also use it to buy the animals for the musaf karbonis, additional karbonis, which they offered on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tovim. Viniskeim, and also the minchas, the vegetarian karbonis that were brought accompanying these karbonis, and the pourings of the wine that accompanied these karbonis. Niskeim includes both the mincha, that's the flour and oil, and the mincha, and also the wine libations that accompanied the karbonis. Ha'omer, they would also be used to fund the minchas ha'omer, that's the barley that we're offering, that was offered on the 16th day of Nisan, 2nd day of Pesach. Ushtei lechem, they would also use it to fund the two loaves of bread that were offered or that were given to the kohenim to eat on Shavuos. Belechem aponim, and the 12 loaves that were placed on the shulchan, on the mikdash, every single Shabbos. They would take away the old ones from the previous week and give it to the kohenim to eat. But the funding of that was again from here, from the Trumas HaLishka. V'chol kavanes tzibur, and in general, all the public sacrifices that's coming to include also k'toros, also the monies for the k'toros. Shomri sfichim bashvis, and also it was used to fund the, full stop. New sentence. Shomri sfichim bashvis, the people who guarded the things that grew or the produce that grew of its own during the Shemitah year. Now, where did they get their money? The people who were on guard. Noiklim schorim in Trumas HaLishka. They would get their wages also from this Trumas HaLishka. Why? Because during the Shemitah year, in the Shabbos, the fruits were hafker. And if they were hafker, based in unit to hire security guards to guard certain places, some of the places, for the svichim, for these things that grew of their own accord, so the animals should not eat it. That was one reason you needed to have guards, to simply make sure that there was kept. And also to inform people that this is for the mikdash. It's the necessary for the mikdash. We need this produce to bring the omer on Pesach and the teil ashtelach and the two loaves of bread on Shavuos. And that can only be done from the new produce and from Eretz Yisrael. And during the Shemitah year, things are hefker, so therefore you needed to have guards to ensure that there's going to be an adequate supply of this, both for Omer and Pesach and the Shtelachim and Shavuos. Now, what our mission is telling us is that these guards would take their wages from the Trumas HaLishka, because since what they're guarding is for the sake of a korban, albeit a korban Omer, a korban or Shtelachim, it's like a korban, and therefore it's like using it to buy kabanas. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afaroitzim is Nadiv Shamachinam. Rabbi Yossi says, you know what, you can even have people who want to volunteer their services for nothing. It's fine, and that'll be acceptable to guard the Sfichim. But the Chacham did not like that. Omerloi, the Chacham said back to Rabbi Yossi, Afata Omer, Sheinen Boin, Elam Mishel Tzibur. You also agree, surely, that the Kabbanah Tzibur, public sacrifices, can only come from the Tzibur, can only come from the public. And if a person volunteers his time and his to guard the Sfichim for nothing, then in a sense he's Zoicha, he acquires them. He makes a kinin from the Hefker. And it comes out that now, when they take this Omer and Shtelachim from this produce that he's volunteered to guard, it's not coming from the Tzibur anymore. It's not coming from the public. Now, even though this person who's donating his time, he wants to do it voluntarily to guard the Sfichim, even though he's giving it to the Tzibur, nevertheless, the Chacham hold that the Tzibur will not be Yotza. Why? Because a Korban Yochid cannot change into a Korban Tzibur. Rabbi Yossi, however, holds that a Korban Yochid can change into Korban Tzibur. And therefore, even though he was an individual who donated his time and who was volunteering to guard the Sfichim for nothing, and it comes out he is Zoicha in them, he's Zoicha in them because they were Hefka, nevertheless, if he brings them on behalf of the whole Tzibur, you're allowed to offer them, and there's no problem. And the Tzibur will be Yotzei Chavasim. However, the halacha is not like that. The halacha is like the Chachamim, but not for the reason that we explained. Not because the Korban Yochid can't change into a tzibur. A Korban Yochid can change into a tzibur if he has in mind to do so. But there's another reason. The Chachamim said we don't want people guarding it for nothing, volunteering it, is because of the mafia people, Bal Yisroya. There were people that might come and just take it from the Shomerim. If they know the Shomerim not getting paid for it, so. Therefore the Chachamim said, we want them to get a reward, to get a payment from the Lishka, to get it from the official, to get wages, so that people will have more respect and they'll keep away from that place where the Shomerim are guarding.